Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura's new book, Democrats and Republicans, excellent. No More Gangs in Government, available at InfoWarsShop.com, amongst all the other great books and videos we carry. I want to jam in a few final calls for Jesse ahead of the Billy Corgan interview coming up. Smashing Pumpkins' new album's out, but he gets really political. Jesse, you say the most powerful stuff off air. You were, you know, making the point of, hey, Alex, well, make that point you were making off air to the general audience.
Well, on the military, the thing I wanted to ensure for all military personnel, current, especially current and former, like myself, remember, everyone in the military, you took an oath to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I urge current military personnel, do not ever act against a United States citizen. That defies the oath that you took. Always remember your oath. I can't say that enough to our wonderful people that serve our country.
Well said. Very well said. What about your point asking me, hey, are we going to end up in these camps?
Well, I just said off the air, Alex, I hope that you and I end up in the same FEMA camp. At least I'll know I'll have one friend there I can talk to.
Let's hope that doesn't happen, though it would be cool to hang out with you. You know, it's always an open door down here to come visit with Terry. Let's talk to Mike in Mass. Mike, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an honor to speak with both of you. I had a question real quick and a word of encouragement. It's really quick. I've been awake for a while, but I haven't had anybody to do anything with, no activism, nothing like that. And I joined Planet InfoWars about a month ago. I met a guy. He's on the same page. He amped me up. I amped him up. Last week we met up with two more people. We're already growing exponentially. So as tyranny, you know, as the clampdown comes down, so is the awakening and freedom and liberty. And we're going to beat these guys.
Beautiful.
My question for Governor Ventura is about gun confiscation. What do we do about, I'm sure a lot of people have the question about how if all these guns are registered, it almost seems like it's futile to even have them. If they're, I mean, they're going to probably go after them first, right?
I would think so. I don't have any guns.
Of course, you're being sarcastic. Yeah,
no, God, I'm just stating for a fact, in case anyone's listening, I've gotten rid of all mine. I don't own any.
That's why you laughed at the end. Yeah, so the answer is you're not turning them in.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I sold them all, right.
You're something else.
Well, you take that the way you want to, Alex. I don't have any guns.
Exactly. Well, you know, don't you think it's going to start a civil war if they try to confiscate guns?
I don't know. And with the way the lemmings are in this country, I'm sure there'd be a civil war with some of us, but not all of us, because you've got a great many people out there that believe we should be disarmed. They've bought into the hype, and they think that government will somehow make them safe, and they'll be safe from everything as long as they don't have a firearm.
Well, in closing, I think we're going to leave it there because there's no time to go to other calls, but look, there are 3 to 4, some months, 5 million guns being sold. It's like more than triple the previous record. It was the double the previous record. And a lot of people I know are saying that's their line in the sand, Governor. Just like in 1776, when they came to confiscate the guns, that's when it started. And I think there are a lot of people out there that aren't going to turn them in.
Well, I hope they don't, because, you know, pheasant hunting's always good and this and that. And, you know, you won't be able to do any of those things anymore. And you know where I'm going. And but I certainly hope that at some point the line is drawn in the sand. I hope it's drawn in the sand again and people will vote for Governor Gary Johnson, the Libertarian. I guarantee you he's not going to take your guns away.
Well said. The new book available at InfoWarsShop.com. Gov, you're going to join us again in September. Say hi to the family. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work. And hi to all the listeners. And hi to my buddy Willie down there in Austin.
Willie Nelson.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Bye, Governor. There he goes. We'll be back with Billy Corgan. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier. Helps with weight loss and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he.
We've got a real treat for listeners and viewers. Billy Corrigan, the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, a prolific songwriter, guitarist, you name it, joins us to talk about his new hit album. And let me tell you, from the Chicago Tribune to Rolling Stone, people are saying this is one of his best albums ever. And I had a chance to download it and listen to it just the other day and found that I think it's some of the best work ever from, well, Billy Corrigan and his great crew. Billy, wonderful having you today, and congratulations on the rave reviews.
Thank you, Alex. It's an interesting time being sort of thrown back into the American zeitgeist. And what's funny is then, you know, like some of the things that you and I talked about a few months back, some of the ideas that are going on as people are sort of waking up to the political shifts, the social shifts, the spiritual shifts, you know, suddenly then having a voice in the American mainstream, you know, I'm able to talk about some of these issues in a way that people can understand because I've been around for a while, you know.
Well, you certainly have been. Let's cut right to the chase with this new album. Beyond political, you're talking about the nature of reality, you know, quasars and celestial and panopticons and, of course, Oceania, right out of 1984. Break down the spirit that you were basically channeling when you put together this new album.
Well, I think some of the roots start on this album start from the last album in 2007, Zeitgeist, which, you know, on some conscious or unconscious level, listening to you and doing my own research on the internet kind of led me to a dark place where I felt, you know, what's happening to my country? How do I grapple with these feelings that I'm having? You know, when I started in music, you know, it was all cheery, Reagan, you know, flags waving, everything is great. And, you know, there was a lot of kind of middle-class discourse on stuff that maybe that now seems really small in comparison to what we're really grappling with now as we see what's coming economically down the pike. So I think if you can draw a line from sort of a darker place in trying to grapple with the American dream, which Zeitgeist had something to do with, 5 years later, now Oceania, I think, is a way to say, you know, I'm just not going to live in that spirit, that energy, that dark energy. I've heard you talk about it, and certainly I've thought about it a lot, which is, you know, we got to live, you know. Some of the most inspirational stuff I've ever heard you talk about is when you just talk about nature, about how God's kingdom inspires you to, you know, to fight the good fight and to, you know, think of families and what life's really about. And I think that my album is really about that. It's like we all go through hard times. Our country's going through a hard time. It's not a political album in that sense, but at the same time, if the politics is part of the backdrop in the foreground, I just want to embrace my life and get right with God, get right with my spirit, because I think that's the way to lead us out of this kind of craziness that, again, seems to be coming, and God knows where it's coming from, but I mean, everywhere you go, people feel it, and they can't put their finger on it. You know, you see signs where that's, you know, what's going on in Greece or Spain. We just had a show canceled, actually. We were supposed to play on an island called Tenerife, I think the island is called, or the city was called Tenerife, and the show was canceled because of the Spanish economic crisis. So these are starting to have real effects on and so when we look back at we see these things happening, we don't know where this is all going, you know what I mean? I mean, when you see mainstream news sources, the Foxes and the CNNs, using the kind of language that 5 years ago you were being condemned for, you know, it's kind of laughable.
Profound, Mr. Corrigan. We see Larry Summers, one of the top bankster globalists, in the Washington Post last week saying, prepare for total collapse. But he's acting like it's all an accident and they're the wise old men that are going to save us, when they're the people on record that engineered this implosion. That's how we were able more than 10 years ago to chronicle what was coming. And now here we are. It's out in the open. And a lot of people say, well, you're being negative talking about all these horrible things. But if we don't focus and expose the bad, then we can never recognize it from the good and protect what's good. And I can feel the heartbeat of the universe, God, whatever people want to call it. And more people are actually coming out of their trance. I am seeing that. But I also see others who aren't waking up getting deeper into the trance.
I would totally agree with that. I think what's happening is we're seeing a split. The people that are invested in reality, and by reality, I'm not talking about the Adam Sandler movie version, you know what I mean, or the sitcom version. I'm talking about reality as we know it, as our ancestors lived it. You know, like, what the heck is going to happen to me and my family? How do we move forward? How do we progress as a species? How do we evolve rightly and morally? As we see that part of and it's everywhere. It's not just America. It's you see glimpses in China and India and Africa. As people are waking up, they're doing their own research. They're having their own discourse with their friends and family. So now they have access to information in a way they've never had. So empires can't sort of play this game that they've played, you know, dating back probably longer than you and I could recall. The other side, of course, has to go deeper into the dream, like the Matrix. They have to go there because that's the only way to sustain the insanity. This is a touchy subject, but this is the classic example. We've all had that situation where, like, you know, something horrible happens. You know, a kid falls down a hole, and you know, when we're live from the kid that fell down the hole, and everybody's, will the kid get out of the hole safely? And you know, they're prayer vigils and yes, that's an appropriate response. We should care. Yet, meanwhile, kids are dying everywhere. you know, is it from an unjust military action, or is it from a reckless police force? Or so? You know, there's things that are happening everywhere that we don't have that same level of concern. But why don't we? Well, we've been socially conditioned that one thing is okay to care about and one thing, well, just accept the official version and just kind of march on. And I think this is where people are waking up and saying, wait a second, there's a hypocrisy in that. Why don't we care about everybody equally? And you see that as the world citizenry is opening, is awaking up. And so then it's not really about you or me anymore. It's about people taking their own individual journey to discover what they want from this world. And those that are waking up are going to find that information, and they're going to draw their own conclusions, and they're probably not going to necessarily agree with you or me or the next guy or Larry Summers. They're going to make their own conclusions, and that's what we want. We want a bunch of independent thinkers. We don't want sheep. That's the worst thing. But the sheep are going to become more sheep because that's what they want. They don't want to wake up. They want to live in that dream. And I know people like that in my family. They don't want to know. And I'm sure you've had those conversations. Anybody listening to you, I'm sure, has had those conversations. You talk to people and you talk about, I don't know, the Federal Reserve, something that's really not that political when you get right down to it, and they don't want to hear it. They just want to put their fingers in their ear and believe the TV show that's being presented politically.
Bang on from my perspective, Billy. That's what's happening. The wheat is being separated from the chaff, and people that are committed to the illusion, once they get into that trap, they'll go along with anything. And you've crystallized something that I've attempted to boil down, and that's that it's insulting that the power structure, the corporate-controlled media, the people that create the maps of the mind, they say, get upset about this child that they claim Assad killed in Syria, and then when hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children are killed, we're told, oh, they're just, you know, dehumanized Arabs or Muslims. And it's insulting. It's insulting that the mainstream media and the corporate culture tries to flip our emotions on and off and tell us when we can care about something. I don't mean to go off into a rant, but what you said really is the key. It's recognizing how ridiculous and fake and plastic this culture is.
Yes, and so, like, for example, we just had the case with the Sandusky, the Penn State, the horrible stories of molesting these young men. And as you've talked about, maybe a culture that would have protected him because of wanting to maintain power or not pay the price for looking the other way. Now, of course, you're going to have the cases that are going to come up with the administration officials that allegedly may have covered it up and so on and so on and so on. The interesting thing is what I see with the people around me, and I'm not necessarily surrounded by a bunch of liberal class. I'm surrounded by a lot of working class people. I see them not necessarily buying these narratives like they used to. You know, and so what happens, and we know this from rock and roll, if the audience doesn't react, you turn the volume up louder. Well, what we have is a culture that's just turning up the volume louder. You know, because people start asking real questions, and so of course, then the theater needs to be heightened, and new narratives need to be created to try to create an emotional engagement, which of course is not real, because it's meant to take you on some level, even if it's just profit driven, to take you away from your very human emotion, which is why don't we care about everybody?
The ruling class, the social engineers, are so good at controlling us and dumbing us down and having 1,000, you know, blaring loudspeakers in the background to where we just curl up as little balls. But what the ruling elite need to understand is they're not immune from this. They're basically drinking their own poison. And this is what happens throughout history with Caligula and Nero and so many other systems where the elite go crazy. And that's what concerns me the most, is that undoubtedly the ruling power structures, the different special interests, they're in control of the world. They're in control of the propaganda, but they're not in control of themselves. And so it's almost like the monsters from their subconscious are now actually running the machine. And instead of it being Caligula marrying his horse or Nero going crazy and burning Rome and then committing suicide because he could, they're going to commit planetary suicide. They're going to kill us with all these super weapons and bioweapons if humanity collectively at an instinctive level and a spiritual level, and those two are connected, doesn't flip the survival switch and cause some type of emergency metamorphosis that takes us out of this. We're either going to move to the next level or we're going to destroy ourselves. My gut, my spirit, shakes with the realization and total understanding that we are at the crossroads jump point?
I think that we're going to survive it. And I think that there's going to be a kind of, for lack of a better word, a public reckoning. Now, ideally, it's a peaceful one. Where Jim Morrison from the Doors, you know, the great lead singer of the Doors, he was very intrigued by the idea of how to manipulate a crowd, and some of the things that I brought in rock and roll I sort of took from his theories. He used to do things like when he was just a spectator, he would go in a crowd with three of his friends, and they would plant themselves at various points in the crowd and try to turn the crowd against the band. And then obviously on stage he would do things to see where the flip point was. People talk about catchphrase like a tipping point. You don't need 100% of the people to agree with something to reach a tipping point. So where are we? Let's say, in a gross oversimplification, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. And most people, and probably the predominant number of people listening to your program, feel that what's happening is the wrong way. We just feel in our gut that something's not right, whether it's GMOs or vaccines or, fascism or Federal Reserve, doesn't matter. We just feel something's not quite right. Okay, where's that tipping point? If there's 100 million people, how many people do we need in that tipping point? And I think we're starting to get actually pretty close to that tipping point where the thoughtful minority that's not going to buy this BS propaganda, there's going to be a point where we're just going to reach that, and there's going to be a critical mass point where you're not going to be able to turn up the volume anymore. You're not going to be able to play any louder, for lack of a better way to put it. And something new is going to need to happen. It'll be in that moment, that decisive moment where a completely new paradigm can be born, and all of us are going to have a different level of responsibility in this culture. And that's sort of what I've been talking about as I've been promoting my album, because I'm getting asked a lot of questions about how musicians can exist rightfully in the new culture. And I keep talking about self-responsibility, entrepreneurship, and at the same time, the audience needs to meet them somewhere in the middle where they need to support an artist who's being real as opposed to, let's say, the robot class. And we see these parallels everywhere in culture. We see it in Hollywood. We see it even in the political class, where occasionally somebody actually stands up and tries to have a good idea. And I know lately you've been talking a lot about what's going on with Ron Paul and Rand Paul and the way people feel betrayed and whether this is just another shell game. And I mean, we're all kind of dealing with these different reckonings in public. And then the converse, though, that's very different is, well, how should we react? And this is the difference. We're no longer just sheep sort of sitting there with our hands over our ears. We're saying we must do something, and we have to form the new paradigms of what we can actually do.
I agree with you. I feel the responsibility that I have a platform to reach millions, that I should be doing a better job. I catch myself getting drugged back into anger, getting kind of rabbit trailed off into things that they put out. And I'm overanalyzing. And I think it's important that all of us that know the truth stop overanalyzing and know that we're trying to do the right thing. We want to make a better planet. We want our species to survive. We want to be less violent, because I found that good people, to oversimplify it, tend to overanalyze ourselves. I mean, here's an example, and you may not have known this 15, 20 years ago, but I'm sure you know it now, and I'm not just kissing your ass here, Mr. Corrigan. Getting to know you a little bit, listening to what you've had to say over the years, I know why the power structure that's very shrewd from day one is being attacking you, because you are intelligent. You are a threat to their system. You are a maverick. And the zombies and the robot class tend to peck at those that they see as a threat. If you were a leader within the system, then it wouldn't be a problem. And that's why, even though the reviewers are having to admit that, okay, this is a really good album, wow, it's selling a lot of copies, people are excited about it, there's still a lot of little snipes when I was reviewing the last few days what's being said. But that's a badge of honor. And I've noticed over the years, sometimes you've kind of responded to that and said, I don't know why you're doing that. Well, look, I know why they're doing it. It's more than just jealousy. It's the fact that you make them uncomfortable, and the system knows that as you mature, people like you are a real threat because you could influence others in your sphere to turn against the system. I've seen this happen in Hollywood. I've seen this happen in business circles. The system is very good at spotting people that see through the matrix, or they're good at spotting people that they know will someday fully break the trance and come out of the matrix. Your comments on that statement?
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment to take. My thought on it is that it's a little bit like the old Soviet system. If there is a system of control at the top, if there's somebody sitting in a room somewhere, we don't know his or her name, and they're dictating like a puppet master. Well, they're putting people in place on those lower rungs, those local government rungs, to dissuade independent thinking. I mean, we've all seen those YouTube clips where somebody stands up at a local city council meeting and goes, why are we putting, aluminum in our water? And then, the guy hits the gavel, sit down, you're not allowed to talk. Well, according to the rules, I have 5 minutes. No, this kind of stuff. You want to whack-a-mole people at the bottom level. If you actually make it up to the middle level, or in my case, the upper levels, you see different things. You see a different discourse behind the scenes. If I can give anybody my own view from my experiences, let's call it behind this, we'll use the term the matrix, having been at the top levels, having been in the White House and talking to people behind the scenes, having been at parties where there's 14 A-listers in the same room that I'm in, the elite class, to use your terminology, there's a sort of an amoral characteristic. They look at it sort of as a business as usual, and there's something sort of kind of Ayn Rand about it, this idea of progress marching forward, and if you run over some skulls, that's just the way it goes. And then there's something sort of frightening about it, which is like, what about the guy who's, just a good guy and he just wants to put some bread on his table and he just gets crushed under the wheels of that system that doesn't really individualize him, in essence wants to see him as a statistic. Being somebody who sort of has operated inside and outside systems, having once been outside and having been completely integrated, having been given every version of the sellout option, having not taken it, having been sort of almost humiliated as an idiot for not kind of going with the flow. And having
say that in the reviews. They say you didn't sell out on purpose. They admit that, and they hate the fact that you did it your way, and they seem to hate it even more now that you're still having even bigger success doing it your way. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I think I appreciate the praise in that, but I think what I'm trying to say is look around your world, anybody listening, and look at those independent thinkers and see how they run them through that same gauntlet. I have to think at this point, having been in public life for 20 years, that there's a systemic belief there. Now, is it as pernicious as somebody sitting in office and saying, get him, get her? I don't think it. I think it's just a system that's evolved from some sort of subconscious place, much like how the way kids will bully in school. It's not an agreement. The bullies don't go in the corner and say, let's pick on the kid. They just sort of unconsciously will prey upon the weak because they want to front for all the girls or whatever. It's very similar. I run into writers. I mean, here's a perfect example. I run into writers that will come into a room, shake my hand, be very nice to me. How you doing? How you been since the last time we talked? All good. Flip the light on or put press record, rip me apart, where I'm like literally backpedaling from the interview, like, whoa, like, where is this coming from? And as a younger man, I didn't really know how to handle that. The interview ends, the guy stands up and says, oh, great interview, thanks so much. Then you read the thing that come out of the paper, and he says, oh, he was a fool, he was a nervous idiot, he was biting his nails to the quick. I mean, he can't be trusted. And I think, who are they talking about? Now, is that guy or that girl, are they part of some sort of conscious system? I don't really necessarily believe that. I think it's more an unconscious urge to please.
We're going to come back and speak with Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins here in just a moment. SmashingPumpkins.com is a great place to go so you can find the links to get the new album, Oceania. And let me tell you, I've been a Smashing Pumpkins fan since I was in college, and I think this is one of the best records I've ever heard. It may even be better than the one that was my previous favorite. I mean, obviously the big hit in 1979. Billy, what do you want to go out to break with, and what should we come out of break with?
I think we should launch into Quasar, Alex, because it's about a God's power.
We'll be right back. Here is some of Quasar, available at SmashingPumpkins.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guarantee. Front man, the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corrigan, and you just heard part of Panopticon. That, of course, is a system of surveillance where you think you're always being watched. What's that song about, as if the name doesn't tell us, Billy?
You know, I think it sort of deals with the duality of the two systems, right? One system being this idea that we're always being surveyed now. Like, you can't go down the street without some CCTV camera picking you up, right? And then, in another sense, there is this eye in the sky keeping an eye on us, you know? So you have a benign system, and you have a malicious system, in my opinion. And so it's sort of like how it feels to be in between those two ideas.
No, exactly. I've learned watching these globalists, and I've seen some of the same things you've seen from different angles. They just know how to pick individuals that fill that space. They go out in the garden And basically, out of the millions and billions of people out there, they just select, and they can look at the college transcripts, how they wrote the college paper, did they do what the editor wanted, and they can just select the exact type they want and then put them in that position.
Yeah, there does seem to be, let's call it a bootlicking class.
Yeah.
I believe Roger Waters, the great auteur of Pink Floyd, really identifies that in his incredible work, The Wall. This kind of fascist undertone to a Slavish going along, obviously in The Wall he addresses World War II, his father being killed. For what purpose? Was it a just purpose? Was it a not purpose? Did anyone really care? Did anybody remember his father after his sacrifice? All the things he wrestled with, and then somehow that very intuitively intertwines with fascism. And I think that's really an incredible deep insight from Roger in that particular work about where that thin line of where being a slave on some level, even if it's a psychological slave, even if it's just a willingness to go along because you just don't want to bother, how that somehow leads to this kind of other weird, freakish control system. And I think what we're all reckoning with is, again, we know something is there. Is it as nefarious as you go into sometimes? Perhaps. Or is it a system that's just been in play for thousands of years and nobody's even really at the wheel? And it's just kind of rumbling along because it just seems to work and there's lots of money to be.
Well, that's what Richard Nixon said. He said, it's a wild beast. You can't control it. And so a lot of it is automated, but the dark generals of this system know how to guide and massage and understand those tricks. But you just went right back to that key again. It's this fake patriotism of using the troops and the flags and the idea, but in reality, you treat the troops like garbage. You take their death benefits. You give them the worst doctors. The Homeland Security documents say they're the real threat. But meanwhile, the whole fascist war machine camouflages itself as the guy down the road who went to fight because he wanted to protect America. And it's all a fraud, but people are invested in it, so they don't want to say it's wrong. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left because Billy's got to run us.
I'd like to touch on that a second because I have friends that are veterans, and that's where we have to make a difference, you see. We have to bring these guys back into our communities. We have to listen to what they learned. We have to encourage their voices. We can't demonize them for being caught up in a system that maybe they're now realizing didn't stand by them like they thought they were standing by it. And that's the very difficult thing, especially if you love your country, because where do you draw those lines? At least on the local level or the relationship level, we can support those people into integrating them back into American life, because they're having a really hard time, obviously. What I saw this on Drudge Report the other day, and, never know whether things are true or not, but it said the second highest rate of fatality in the Army right now is suicide. Was that true?
Yes, sir. Actually, in Afghanistan, it's the number one cause. And some months, it's the number one cause overall. The suicide rate is roughly 7 times what it was even in Vietnam, because they're sending people in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tours. Many men who were in World War II, one tour, suffered all sorts of serious problems. And now we bring them back here and treat them like garbage. Very well said. They've been caught up in this destructive fraud that is chewing up and murdering innocent people overseas, but doing it here on the other end in a more sneaky, devilish way. I want to race in the time we've got left here, Billy, through a raft of questions and then any final points you've got. I think this is an amazing interview. Let's continue here with other issues. GMO, your take on genetically modified organisms. I'm no rocket scientist, but you have corn that the bugs can't eat because it grows its own pesticide, but then we feed it to humans. And then in the studies, it's causing organ failure in the rats. What's your view on GMO, and what do you think the power structure is doing there?
Well, I tend to look at something like this as pretty simple. Number one, it's not going to go away, right? So what do we do about it? I think it's something like, I ask the question like this, why don't we have a choice as a consumer to know whether or not we're consuming these foods? It's becoming more and more difficult to be able to identify whether or not we're actually eating genetically modified food. That's where it's like, okay, if we can't stop it at the top, why can't we stop it at the bottom? We need to fight those fights. And just circling back to the veterans again, you know, so if we know something like this, where is this public discourse that we should be having? You know, why aren't there congressional hearings? Why don't we have this airing out, especially on patriotic, you know, quotation news sources like Fox News? Why isn't there a bigger discussion going on? That's where I get suspicious. You see what I'm saying? The stuff you allude to sometimes, you know, I don't have the personal information necessarily to know whether or not that's true. I can sort of on face value say, well, there's something there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where I go to is why don't certain systems necessarily then come into play when you would think they would? If we know now that suicide is very high amongst our soldiers, why isn't there a movement in the country to figure out why? Now, you can say intuitively, I know why, right? But you can also engage a system to say there must be a reckoning. There must be an accountability.
Exactly. Why don't they care? Why aren't they making that the story of the boy at the bottom of the well?
But we have to make that the story. That's what I'm saying. Look, you used to listen to the radio and you thought, you know what? I got something else to say. You started your own station, right? Okay. I used to look at rock and roll and say, oh, I can do this better. I can do this different. I started my own rock and roll band, which turned into my own radio station, you see? So this is the thing. We need to start our own radio station. We need to start our own blog.
We all need to be the individuals we are, and that way the cookie cutter Borg cannot overtake us. Very well said.
Yeah. See, that's why, and when we talked before, and I say this story, don't get caught in this left-right stuff. You know what I mean? Look at a human being who's come back from a war. Whether or not you agree with why they were there, why they enlisted, you look at a human being, and you see that person hurting, and you do not lend your hand, okay? Then you're not in line with Christ or Buddha or whatever you believe in. You're not in line with that. You're basically falling into the same ditch that everybody else is in.
They divide and conquer us, and they do it scientifically.
If you lead with your heart, you'll see a person who's standing there that needs help. Right, so if we look as a country at these wounded warriors, or you know, or why are, like I think I saw on your site, or maybe it was Drudge, where these kids are now coming up with these GMO pesticides in their systems. Okay, we need to do something about that. We need to stand up and okay. In my case, I'm willing to put my public cachet out there and say these are the questions that need to be asked. And then somebody's going to try to drill me from the left and drill me from the right because I'm not a scientist. Of course I'm not a scientist. I'm a rock star. I'm less than a scientist.
But you can go research the scientific reports that are out there.
You can ask the question, right? Okay. And then as an American public, if there's enough of us, we can demand an answer.
Sure. Why is cancer increasing? Instead of looking for the cure, why aren't we looking for the cause? All right, Billy, I've got to throw this in here at the end. I've seen over 500 articles literally saying there are no drones. Now, the Washington Post announced $40+ billion to launch 30,000 of them in the next 8 years. They're arresting cattle thieves with them in North Dakota. They've got drones here in the town I live in. The police are now arming them. That's all over the news, but they've come out and said, oh my gosh, the farmers are all upset and the American people are upset. It's not happening. So I think they were trying to shove that down our throat. The backlash came. And so now they're saying everything is fine. But my point is here babbling. Is that things like the TSA groping us, things like checkpoints on highways or drones above us, I think fundamentally gets through to the public that, hey, this whole military system we paid for to dominate the globe, it's now coming back on us. Your take on the drones, the TSA, and then anything else you'd like to add in closing?
You know, I think it's, look, there's an inevitability to what's going on. We all read 1984 in school, or Brave New World, where this kind of dystopia was sort of sketched out. Of course, in school, we read these books with the idea that we'll never live in a society like this. And now we're waking up and realizing that we are. The sell job, of course, is going to be it's going to make us safer. If we all have some RFID chip on us, you know, no one will be able to commit a murder because we'll always know where everybody is. You know, God forbid a kid goes missing, one of the worst things I can think of, we'll be able to trace where that kid went and who was with that kid. That's going to be the sell job. Now, we're going to have to make really critical decisions as a culture and a society and as a world populace, what for what price freedom. So far in the last decade since 9/11, the American public seems really okay with it, shockingly so. And it's difficult to imagine that we seem to be hurtling in this direction with no brake on. Certainly if there's a nefarious system that wants to put these things in place, they've seen the apathy. You remember there was that day, the protest, the TSA day and all that. And unfortunately, millions of people didn't do anything, and that was the end of that, So if we know this is coming, at what point do we say no? At what point do we say we're not going to accept this anymore collectively? Because as individuals, you can sit there and bitch and moan all you want. If you're just going to be one hero standing alone in the wilderness, it's not going to work. It's going to take a collective effort, and it's going to take a synthesizing of voices that have a kind of a collective belief. It can't be that left-right stuff, because that's always going to break down into an argument. It has to be a fundamental belief that, it's like when we cross the street, we take a chance of getting hit by a car. Just kind of part of what goes with crossing the street. You call it the nanny state. At some point, is the majority of our country, do they want to live in a nanny state? So far, the vote seems...
Specifically, you fly a lot. Do you have any horror stories with the TSA?
No, I'm lucky in that, I opt out. I refuse to walk through the scanning machines. I've read the scientific data. I've done my own research. I don't feel comfortable going through those machines. I've seen, where I've been radiated at other points in my life, just through x-rays and stuff, where it hurt my immune system. I have enough problems with that as it is, just by my schedule and my lifestyle. So I choose to opt out. 19 times out of 20, I've been treated very courteously and professionally, and so I don't have any particular complaint. That being said, I disagree with the idea. And, of course, what's really weird is then we go to Europe or other places, and the systems are different. So, again, on logic, right, just on, normal human logic, why isn't there a homogenized system if the threat is the same everywhere? That's what I find curious.
Very well said. I'm going to let you go. Hopefully can talk to you when you get back to town. Hopefully someday we run into each other again, and I'll say hi to Mancalf to you. This is off air, and I can cut this in anywhere. But anything else you want to add? Billy, anything else that you would like to impart to the audience or try to get folks to think about?
If I had any just general message from my perspective, it's that we all have to take responsibility. We all have to do something. In my case, I'm willing to talk about these things openly and kind of sit more in the energy of hope, but not the Pollyanna version. I believe in the goodness of most people. There is evil in the world. And if God has taught us anything, the only way to combat evil is to be better than evil with light and love. And so we must embrace our families, our communities. We must really care about our brothers and sisters. And if we don't, then we are just, as was once famously said in the 60s, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Well said. It's a Hunter S. Thompson quote. Trust in God, but roll away from the rocks, so the Bedouin saying that he was paraphrasing. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Yes, trust, but you've got to have right action. Billy Corgan, SmashingPumpkins.com. Again, congratulations on your new record. I love it, and it's definitely in my playlist. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and be safe down in South America.
Thank you, Alex. God bless. Bye-bye.
Folks, there goes Billy Corgan. Well, now that Mr. Corrigan has left us, I've got a few things to say about him. He really does have courage. For every 10 or 15 famous people that we end up getting contacted by or that I run into and talk to who are awake, maybe one of them is willing to come on the show. Because the system does come after you. But we're going to lose everything if we don't reverse what's happening. If the globalists don't realize that their system is insane. And that even though they think they're in control of it, the blowback is going to destroy them as well as us. And, Billy talked about, well, people didn't stand up, so nothing happened. That was the one point I disagreed with him, but we didn't have time in the interview to get into it. I, with others, helped organize the national opt-out day. And for more than 2 weeks, they just turned the scanners off almost everywhere. For 2 days, the day of Thanksgiving and after, they totally turned them off. And there's lawsuits over that. Bob Barr is suing them to get the documents, to find out why they did that. But the answer is pretty simple. They didn't want to give us a chance to start a new civil rights movement. They didn't want to give us a chance to really show our power. That's what they do. Every time we try to take the field against the New World Order and we're going to win, they back off. They disappear. They strike when they want to strike. It's a guerrilla war on us. It's jungle hit-and-run attacks. We've got to do the same thing in the info war. Every little thing you do where you're individualistic, where you don't just put something out that was pre-programmed, sabotages their system of predicting what we're going to do and how our social movements operate. Let me tell you, I was impressed by that interview, and I'm very impressed by Billy Corgan and this new album. In fact, I think it's probably the best album he's ever put out, even better than the stuff that came out in the early and mid-90s. And it's good to have people like him out there who are reaching millions of others with the message of think for yourself. All right, here we go, folks. Here it is from the new Smashing Pumpkins album. Get it at smashingpumpkins.com.
You're not me. And never ever will you ever be.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
And in closing, it is a fact that governments are the number one cause of death when special interests control them. The University of Hawaii has done the studies. There's other studies out there 260 plus million people were killed by government in non-military action. That's a few hundred million more. Civilians, innocent people, 200 plus million were killed by governments, shot, starved to death, killed. That's not counting carpet bombing and things like that, or Hiroshima, Nagasaki. 260 plus million people. That's how many have been killed via democide. And that's a term almost no one even knows. You know all about serial killers. You know all about not trusting your neighbor. You know all about Al-Qaeda. Better chance of being killed by a honeybee sting. Look at the statistics on that. You know all about things that are non-existent. It's like Jaws. For 2 years after that movie came out in the early 70s, they had over 50% less people at the beaches in the United States. Same thing in Australia, other areas. Because people thought that big gray shark was out there and was going to eat them. Less than 5 people die a year on average worldwide from great whites. But because there's so much coverage, you know about it. And even when I'm out in the ocean, I sometimes kind of think about it. Even though I consciously know I've got a better chance of being hit by a meteorite or struck by lightning twice than I do being eaten by a great white. It's a total joke, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I bringing up democide? Why is democide so important? Because we're told the drones, the checkpoints, the police state, all of this is for our safety. But the number one historical threat in history is governments setting up these police states for our supposed safety. And now the Pentagon admits they want regular Army and Marines in every city to respond to terrorists. And they say the new terrorists are the American people. So all their excuses of taking our liberties and freedoms for our safety are frauds. The number one threat is this national security state run by the private megabanks that are monopoly men. We're told to fear our neighbors. We're told to fear, the evil Arabs, as they call them. We're told to fear all of this, but we should fear big government. Our founders, 235 years ago, they knew the big threat. Read what Thomas Jefferson said. Read what George Washington talked about. Read what other philosophers, Victor Hugo in France, talked about. The state is the big threat because it can get away with almost anything. It controls the military. It controls the police. And when special interests get control of it, look out. That's our talk with Billy Corgan, and that's my addendum to it. I want to thank Billy for spending time with us here on the air, and we will take you back now to the live radio show. Infowars.com. We are back live. Yes, thank you for joining us today. Didn't mean to have the celebrity broadcast with Jesse Ventura and Billy Corgan today, but that's just kind of how it worked out. We have some other big guests coming up later in the week. I'll just leave it at that. Some of the other news up at Infowars.com. Maurice Strong, the big globalist, lauds Chinese model of forced abortion, infanticide, and enslavement, communist Chinese model, a 2012 Earth Summit, very important article at the bottom of the feature news area of Infowars.com. Also, using the TPP to reintegrate and expand NAFTA, the North American Union. Disintegration, what it looks like when a nation collapses, very important article. Also, victory over tyrants, stop dictator Obama, phase one contest winners. It's a $5,000 prize, but I had to give the runner-up $1,000. That wasn't in the rules, but I'm just doing it. It was so good. So see those winners there. We got $10,000 now in phase two. You got 2 weeks to get that done. Shoot your video, get it up online. And I will judge it. And also, all too predictable, Bilderberg plan to force NATO, Turkey into Syria war. Patrick Henningsen, whistleblower, TSA, deliberately hiring psychopathic criminals. By the way, our commenting is fixed now. The InfoWars comments weren't working today, but that's been fixed now. So you can comment there, give us your take on that. UN received Agenda 21 funding from world governments and corporations and military source British commandos operating in Syria.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.